Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 14th, you're going to get the following: a magic morning journal, which is going to help you every day to set your energy in the right way, daily prompts. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me, and you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyheller.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there, see what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun.
There's a courage, there's a strength, and there's a part of you that says, let's go. Let's blow the lid off this. Let's do this. If you're a person who's looking to have more purpose in your life, if you're saying to yourself, I don't want to just go to work, I want to do my life's work. If you want to be baking or sculpting or dancing or songwriting or screenwriting or painting or doing that thing that you've just always wanted to do, but you haven't figured out quite how to make a living full-time doing it, this is the show. This is the show, Don't Keep Your Day Job. How do you figure out how to take your passion and turn it into a profit? Life is too short not to wake up every day excited. You've got something that you've got to share with the world. I'm positive. That's why you're here. We're here to have this conversation week after week. We're interviewing people who've done it. We're talking about the strategies. The show will not just give you inspiration, but some real life tools that you can start to take some real action week after week so that you can not just go to work and build someone else's dream. You can do the thing that you've always truly wanted to do. Make yourself the happiest version of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so happy that you're here. 2018, this is going to be your year. This episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is treating Don't Keep Your Day Job listeners to their first three meals, a $30 value with your first order if you visit blueapron.com/dreamjob. Check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/dreamjob. This episode is also brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is giving my listeners a one-month free trial, unlimited access to over 17,000 classes. Go to www.skillshare.com/dreamjob to start your free month today. This episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job is brought to you by Aptiv. Aptiv produces audio-based workouts created by certified professional trainers available through a mobile app. New members get 50% off an annual membership. Visit aptiv.com/dreamjob. That's aaptiv.com/dreamjob. Hey guys, this is Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. Well, this is it. It's January 1st, 2018. Can you feel that? Can you feel the energy? Can you feel it? It's like the whole world has this like energy right now. This is amazing, right? You know what's incredible that could happen? It could happen any day, but it can absolutely happen on a day like this. We can say enough is enough That's it. I'm closing the books on last year. I'm closing the book on any disappointments. I'm closing the book on any excuses. And this year, this is the year I'm going to unleash. This is the year I'm going to rip it open. This is the year. It's so all there. It's already all there. It's about us getting out of our own way and us just fully committing and going for it. And it's going to take focus, right? I mean, 97% of the world is going to be thinking in a way that's not going to serve you, right? So it's not about doing what they do and complaining and thinking the way they think. It's about focusing your mind to overcome any of those hurdles. And today we're going to talk about goal setting and some of the things that are going to be super helpful to you in going through this year and being consistent and following through on what you really want. I'm so glad that you clicked on this show. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to show up every single week and I'm going to bring you the best of me. If you're new to our show, I hope you'll go back and listen through season one because there's so much good stuff there. The bottom line, the whole point of this show is you've got something and you've always known. You know even better than me, but I absolutely am certain of it. You know there's something inside of you. You've always known you're here to do something huge. And it's not about every person being famous, but every person knows that there's something they're here to contribute. And that's huge. And this show is about helping you figure out how to actualize that. And I absolutely believe that everyone can make a living doing the thing that they love. You know why? Because when you're making a living doing it, it means you're doing it full time. It means that you're spending the majority of your life working on stuff, building stuff that lights you up and makes you feel totally alive. So I want to talk about goal setting. I want to talk about the best ways to kind of chunk down those goals. And before we do that, I want to ask you a few important questions. Before we can write down the goals, we have to get clear about a few things, okay? So number one, I believe that purpose is the driver of all of this. And so our job is to get really clear about why we want what we want. Because if why we want it is fueled by this huge sense of purpose, I'm telling you, you're going to figure out how to get it. But we've got to figure out the why. So I want you to get clear about what you want. I want you to write it down. What do you want? I want you to be as specific as you can be, because a lot of times at the new year, people make these resolutions and they say things that are really broad, like, I want to be happy. I want to be thin. I want to make more money. Okay, great. But your subconscious, it needs a clear action in order for it to go ahead and do something about it. So you need to get clear and specific. And the thing that's most essential is why. And so I want you to challenge yourself to take out a sheet of paper. And I like the sheet of paper and the pen versus the texting into your phone or the typing, because I feel like there's something about actually taking out a pen and a paper that helps you like really integrate this. And so I would suggest using a pen and a paper, old school. And I would say, write down what you want and ask yourself, why do I want this? What is it about this? Why do I want it? Is it because I want to make money and this is what I think is a great thing to do to make money? Is this because this is what I want? This is going to help me get to do the thing I love every single day. This is my goal because this is a way that I feel I can contribute to the world. Or this is the thing I just love doing and I feel like it'll make me a better parent or a better spouse or it'll help me make the world better. You can do something as simple as baking or painting or writing music, and you can be clear that by doing that, that's your way of making the world more beautiful. What's most essential is knowing that you do something that gives you a sense of purpose. Purpose is the opposite of depression. Do you hear what I'm saying? The thing that everybody is truly chasing is a sense of purpose. We want to contribute. What it looks like on that Venn diagram when we actually do something that we love, it's usually because it's the intersection of us doing something that we love that also makes the world brighter, that makes the world more beautiful. And you don't need to sell it short, whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's a blog or an Etsy shop. If you like making jewelry, if you like sketching, if you like painting, if you like baking, all those things are amazing. That's what I'm here to do. I actually want to support you in that. I want you to do the opposite of not make it enough. I want you to know that it absolutely is enough. And that's something else that's a really important mindset that we've got to shift this year. You are enough. What would you do this year if you believed that? What would you do if you believed you were enough? If you stopped second-guessing and overthinking everything, what would you do? Would you start that blog? What would it look like? What might you have the courage to do and to try and to attempt if you knew that you were enough? I want you to know that you are. And now is the time to begin. So I want you to write down what you want. I want you to write down why you want it. And then I want you to write down how you're going to do that. And I know you're going to say to me, well, I don't know how. But I'm telling you that something amazing happens when you actually put pen to paper and you attempt to write down your goal and then break it into specific chunks. I'm telling you that there's going to be things that are going to just cross your mind and you're going to say, well, yeah, I guess I could do that and I could do that. Let me give you an example. A year ago, I had this idea, I had this goal. I wanted to start a podcast, right? And so, of course, my mind sent me all those annoying thoughts like, well, Kathy, you know, there's already hundreds of thousands of other podcasts. Are you really good enough? Do you really have enough to say? Who are you? You don't have a PhD. And it was like, okay, all right, enough. And what do? I just keep going anyway. Okay, we all have those negative thoughts. We have to just have the courage to just push past it because we have to keep going. Because when you get quiet and you get still and you breathe and you listen to what's really underneath all those crazy thoughts, there's a courage, there's a strength, and there's a part of you that says, let's go. Let's blow the lid off this. Let's do this. And so I went for it, right? And so I had to ask myself a bunch of questions like, okay, I want to start a podcast. So write that at the top of the page. This year goal is a podcast. And then the next question was like, well, how do I do that? Well, I need to record the episodes. Well, how do I record them? Well, I should do some research and find a good mic. Well, I should figure out what the episodes are going to be about. Okay, I should do some, you know, brainstorming on that. Okay, what's next? Well, maybe I want to have some guests on the show. I should do some brainstorming on who I might want to have on the show. Then what's the next question I would ask myself? Well, how am I going to find those guests? Well, maybe I should do some research and see if I can find this particular person's publicist. And maybe I should send an email. And okay, maybe I'll have to send a bunch of emails. And then maybe somebody says yes. And then I have to figure out how am I going to record that guest? It's amazing. Just by doing some brainstorming and writing things down and asking questions and getting specific, it's amazing. This is something that's so key. You are your best resource. Be resourceful. Make a list. What do you want? Why do you want it? Now take what you want and break that into specific goals and ask yourself if you can map it out a little bit, if you can break those goals into even smaller goals so that you actually have action steps as opposed to saying, okay, by the end of this year, I want to start a podcast. It's like, well, how do I know what I'm going to do today? Well, if I can break that into pieces, then maybe today I'm going to do some research on the equipment that I need. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to order that equipment from Amazon and I'm going to do some research on the kind of guests I want to have on and on and on and on. And I want you to also remember this. It's so easy to look at people who are successful and to say to yourself, who am I? Where am I? Look at these people. This one's so successful. This one's got this. This one's got that. It's so easy to look at other people and see people succeeding and to forget all that they had to go through to get to where they are. I mean, you look at me now and you're like, wow, that's amazing. Your show is in the, you know, the top of the charts on iTunes. I'm amazed by it too. I think it's incredible. But there were so many things in my life that I've tried that didn't take, that didn't work. There was so much to this. It wasn't just like this overnight, I figured out exactly what I was supposed to do and I went for it. And this is something else I wanted to say on this week's episode because I think it's so key and it's so important as you move through the new year. Alignment is the new hustle. And this is important. And the reason why it's so important is because I see so often that people are saying to me, I'm working hard, I'm doing everything I can. Wait a minute, stop. Stop for 1 second. Are you in alignment with what you really think and feel called to do? Are you doing the thing that you really are supposed to be doing? It's hard sometimes to figure that out right away. Sometimes we feel compelled to do a certain thing and we tell ourselves like, no, that can't be it. So we put that on the side and then we try three other business ideas or we try something else. When really, we might really know what that thing is, but maybe we've just overlooked it because we just don't think it, we're good enough at it, or we just don't put enough stock in it as a viable thing that we could be doing every day. But I've tried many different times. You know, at one point in my life, I had met the amazing team who works at the Jim Henson Company, and I had a meeting there, and they listened to some of my music, and they said, you know what, you should have your own show, and it should be a kids show, because you have all these great things to say, and we're going to make a show, and you'll do some singing, and it'll be like a modern day Mr. Rogers. And I thought, oh, well, that could be cool. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do with my life. And we spent 3 years working on this pilot. It was called The Peaceful Place, and we went to every network. every single one of those kids' networks. And we worked on the pilot, we made different versions of it, and we spent 3 years writing this, and we had an incredible team, and we went to Nickelodeon and Disney Channel and PBS and Sprout, and we had meetings, and every network said no. Everyone said no. And the truth is that there was a part of me that, even though I loved the project, I loved writing the music, I loved the people I was working with, there was a part of me that felt like it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't exactly feel like my job was to be speaking to kids. In fact, even though I love kids, I'm a mom, I have three little kids, I just always felt compelled to talk to adults. But I think that I sold myself short. And it's incredible how, you know, they all said no and it didn't work. And I remember the final time when we got the final rejection, and the next day I was feeling like, well, that was a waste of 3 years. And I went to the door and there were flowers in front of the door, and there was just a little card there from Hallie Sanford, who's the president of Jim Henson Company. And I opened it up and all it said was one word. It said, believe. And I knew that she was right. I knew that just because that show didn't pan out, that there was something else that would be discovered. And then I went on to try other things, you know, and I started to write music and I started to work on that. And I tried many different businesses in my life. And I've, you know, I feel like Barbie, you know, like, you know, there's Dr. Barbie and veterinarian Barbie and the pilot Barbie. And it's like, it's, you know, all these different costumes. It's like, I feel like I've worn so many different hats and tried to be so many different things. And over time, I would try to get closer to what is that whisper really telling me. I remember I went to Royce Hall about a year ago, and I saw Oprah, and she was filming Super Soul Sunday, and I was there. And she said that her whole life changed about, you know, 30 years ago. One day, she had this epiphany where she realized that her job every day was to align her, like, little ship with the mothership. And she just had this, like, epiphany that she was, like, this little ship and that we were all these, like, little ships. And really, our job was to, like, set sail in the direction of this mothership and be in alignment with what we were really put here to do. Like, every one of us has a job, and we need to make sure that, like, we're in alignment with what it is that we're here to do in this world. And I think that sometimes when the doors close, it's because it's actually a gift. It's actually redirecting us back to, no, that's not it. You know, like, don't sell yourself short. That's somebody else. Somebody else is supposed to do that. You're supposed to do this other thing, and you're being redirected so that you can try it again. And now you finally stumbled on it. Now you start writing that blog, or now you start that pie shop, or now you quit the job. And because of that, everything else opens up. And so we need to be in alignment. We need to be in alignment with what it is that we're really here to do. And in order to do that, we've got to trust ourselves. We've got to trust ourselves more and stop giving so much weight to all of those thoughts. Those thoughts are just, they're just constantly there. You know, it's like, there they are, all those thoughts. And they, sometimes they really throw us off, and they're negative and they're not helpful. And they just tell us that we're not good enough, or whatever the idea is. Why should we even bother trying it? We'll never make it. Let me tell you this. When the purpose, when the reason behind why you want something is strong enough, you will find the commitment and the resources to meet that goal, and you will make that happen. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm sure of it. But we've got to just keep getting really clear. What do we want? Why do we want it? This episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job is brought to you by Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Blue Apron is awesome. The box comes to the door. They're fresh ingredients. It's great for me as a mom with three kids who's working full time. One of the last things I had was roasted red pepper pasta with lemon parmesan broccoli. Delicious. My kids loved it. I loved it. You guys are going to have so much fun with this. It's going to make your life so much easier, and you're going to be so impressed with how delicious and how fresh everything is. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season, and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Upcoming meals include General Tso's chicken, steak Diane with mushroom pan sauce and mashed potatoes, Whole30 approved Mexican spice, barramundi with kale, sweet potato and avocado salad, Whole30 approved Tagarashi chicken, lettuce cups with avocado. Blue Apron is treating Don't Keep Your Day Job listeners to their first 3 meals, a $30 value for your first order if you visit blueapron.com/dreamjob. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/dreamjob. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Thanks to Skillshare for supporting our podcast. Skillshare is giving you a 1 month free trial of unlimited access to over 17,000 classes. You can go to www.skillshare.com/dreamjob to start your free month today. So I thought this was super cool. You know, you go into Skillshare and I love to spend my free time learning something. I'm like, I want to be productive. And I thought it was really cool. They have classes in entrepreneurship, whether it's branding, email marketing, web design. They also, you can learn stuff about just like photo editing or street photography, even public speaking, really cool stuff there. If you want to start growing your business or become a more well-rounded professional or turn your passion project into a side hustle, then you should try Skillshare. With over 3 million members and more than 17,000 classes, Skillshare is the Netflix for online learning. Skillshare classes are taught by industry experts and experienced professionals, perfect if you're looking to build your career or start the side hustle of your dreams. Get unlimited access to all of this for a low monthly price. Never pay per class again. For one free month, go to skillshare.com/dreamjob. That's skillshare.com/dreamjob. This episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job is brought to you by Aaptive. Aaptive produces audio-based workouts created by certified personal trainers available through a mobile app. Aaptive's key benefits include expert trainers for maximum results and motivation, flexible audio workout formats so you can work out just the way you like, and a variety of classes and levels to keep you engaged with your fitness program over time. Aaptive has classes for all fitness levels from beginner to intermediate to advanced with more than 2,500 workouts available on this platform and over 30 new classes added each week. There's always a new workout to try or simply pick the type of guidance you are feeling up for that day, whether it's technical training, high energy coaching, or boot camp style intensity. You can search by difficulty, music genre, and duration. You can find a workout you love every time. I thought it was super cool that they have this in an app, right? Because we're all usually on our phones, which makes it really easy. You can just click on it and then you can just go to the park with this and you can, you know, get a whole workout in. I also thought it was really cool that they have meditation on there as well. Subscriptions start at $14.99 billed monthly or $99.99 for an annual membership. For a limited time, new members get 50% off an annual membership, which is just $49.99 for the whole year of unlimited workouts. Visit aaptive.com/dreamjob. That's aaptive.com/dreamjob. So I made you guys a worksheet. I put it in the show notes. And if you go to iTunes and you look at the show notes, you can find it. Or if you go to don'tkeepyourdayjob.com, you can find a link to it in the show notes for this episode, or you can even probably find it on my Instagram or on our Facebook page. But I want you to fill this out, and it's basically a worksheet that helps you ask yourself these questions of what are your goals, and then how can you be more specific and break those into mediums goals for the month, and then maybe smaller goals for day to day. And I think that you're going to find this helpful. And one extra little thing that I added is I told you that you can send what I tell you in this worksheet, which is what I'll tell you right now, is when you're done filling it out, send it to me. Send it to me because I want to keep you accountable. And ask yourself, who else could you send it to besides me? Because they've done research on accountability. And when you have a goal and you put it out there and you tell somebody else, I'm going to work on my physical fitness this year, I'm going to go to the gym every single day, and you book a training session with this trainer, you'll be there on the days that you book those training sessions because you're accountable to that person. Tell somebody else what it is that you're going to do. In fact, you could even come over to the Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group. We have a Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook page and we have a Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group. And you could come to the Facebook group and you could say, hey, my name is Sarah and I'm looking for an accountability partner. I want somebody who's going to check in with me once a week or once every 2 weeks, and just we can check in with each other and keep each other accountable. They've done research and they found that you're 95% more likely to complete something, to get something done if you told somebody else. There's something positive sometimes about social pressure. Sometimes it's negative, sometimes it's very positive, and that pressure helps us to get stuff done. So that might be helpful. I also want you to think about, and I put this in the worksheet, I want you to think about how you could anticipate what might be blockers to these goals. What might come up? What do you know off the bat that might present itself as a challenge? And how can you anticipate it? And how can you go ahead and overcome that and work around that? And one of the things that might be a blocker is you might say to yourself, I don't have the time. Okay. How do you create the time? How do you make the time? I know for myself, I wake up at 5 a.m. If you would have told me this 10 years ago or 12 years ago, I would have said, you're insane. I don't wake up till 10. I wake up at 5 a.m. and I get a lot done. I have 3 kids and I run about 4 businesses, and I'm so fueled. I'm so excited that it wakes me up. And so what we found through research is it's not more hours that people need. It's more energy. Energy is the greatest resource beyond yourself. You are the greatest resource. And the thing that you need the most, you need energy. And so if you can fuel yourself, you can get over that hurdle. Because if your batteries are charged and you're ready to rip it open every single day and you've got this energy, you're going to go ahead and you're going to find the time. So what is it that energizes you? Well, it's your state of mind. It's your state of mind. So you've got to find ways and you've got to make it a must. It's got to be a non-negotiable that every single day you do the things that are going to charge those batteries and get you so psyched and so pumped. Maybe it's listening to this podcast. Maybe it's listening to a certain few songs that you have on a playlist. Maybe it's meditating. Maybe it's hiking. Maybe it's talking to a certain friend who just always reminds you of what's possible. You've got to take responsibility to make sure you've got that energy. And when you're so excited, I'm telling you what, you're going to blow your own mind. You won't believe what's possible. I started this podcast when my daughter was 2 weeks old. I had zero sleep. Physiologically, I had no energy, but mentally, I was so fueled. I had this idea, I'm going to start this podcast. And I'm so grateful to Amy Loftus, who mentioned to me, she said, you should start a podcast. And when she talked to me about it, I said, yes, I really want to do that. And she introduced me to this amazing team. And I said, let's go. And I was so fueled by the reason behind it. I said, oh my gosh, I know that we're up against this huge mountain, right? It's like, in order for us to like gain listeners and gain traction, we're going to have to make an amazing show. But if we could do this, the potential for what we could do and the lives we could affect and the way that I could hopefully feel such a sense of contribution, that drove me. That has always been what it is for me. The reason why is because I was so fueled, nothing was going to stop me. My husband says, Kathy, you have the will of a small country. What it really comes down to is it's this enthusiasm, it's this certainty. The more certain you are about what's possible and why you want this thing, you will find all the resources you need, absolutely, and that energy will be there. And if you have the energy, you're going to get so much done. And you know what's really cool? Like if you want to start a podcast and there's already tons of successful podcasters, or you want to create your own fashion line, or you want to create your own blog, and there's already tons of people doing all these things that you think you might want to do, right? What does that mean? That means that there's evidence that it's totally doable. So you can sort of piggyback on the certainty of that. You can say, I'm certain this is doable because this person and this person and this person and this person have done it. Now I need to make sure this is the thing that I really want to do. And if there's enough purpose and there's enough desire and the reasons are really clear, I'm going to find the resources. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to have that certainty and it's going to fuel me and it's going to be amazing. Start to think about, how will your life look if this comes to fruition? What will that feel like? How would that change your relationships? How could that better the world? How will that make you a more happy you? How would that change the way you are as a parent or as a friend or as a daughter or as a sister? These are the things. These are the things that are going to help you to go that distance. Something that's also really interesting, they did a study at Yale in 1953. I think it was 1953. And they asked the graduating class, they said, how many of you have goals written down and plans written down for what you're going to do when you graduate? Only 3% of the graduating class from Yale that year had written down goals or plans. They caught up with them 20 years later, and they found something incredible. They found that the 3% of people who had written down their goals and plans were much happier. Now, you can say to me, well, that's totally subjective. You know, how can they really measure that? Okay, fine, fair enough. But they also found something that's crazy, which you can measure. The 3% who had written down their goals, they found they were more successful than the 97 other percent combined. The 3% was more successful than the total other 97% combined. That's crazy. And that was actually something they could measure. So there is something to this. I'm always writing down my goals. And then I don't just write them down at the beginning of the year and look at them again at the end. I write them down at the beginning of the year. And then every month I'm reevaluating my goals and looking at them so I can figure out, how do I break that down again? How do I chunk that down? How do I be specific so I can keep myself going every single month? See, your goals create your future. Your goals create your destiny, right? And so the way that we work as human beings is our subconscious, it believes certain things, it has certain ideas, and it feeds us that. And that's what gives us the thoughts, which then direct our actions. And so Don't look at the past and decide that that's what's going to predict your future. That's what a lot of people do. You know, I can say all this and then some people will say to me, oh gosh, get real. You know, like, who are you talking to? Look at my life or look what's been. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It matters what we're going to do about it today. We've all had such horrendous things that we've all been through. If I sat down with you and told you my life story and told you about some of the stuff that I've been through, there's a million great excuses for why I could just sit here and just say, this is the reason I don't do this, or that's the reason I don't do this. And you would maybe even believe me. You'd feel bad for me. But that's not the way that successful people live. Successful people say there are no excuses. It's not about the past. The past doesn't predict the future. What predicts the future is what I'm deciding I'm going to do about it. We've got to raise the standards, okay? We've got to raise the standards. People have the lives that they're willing to tolerate. That's just the way that it is, right? So if you're not willing to tolerate it anymore, if you're just so sick of hearing yourself talk about things you want and you just haven't done it, or you're just so sick of having a certain kind of, you know, whatever it is in your life, you got to raise the standards. No more. We have to take responsibility for our own happiness. We got to take responsibility for all of this. No more blame game. The more we take responsibility, the more we take responsibility for what it is that we want. Happiness is an inside job. And the more that we realize that, we're actually empowered, because you don't really want the friend who's going to always let you off the hook. What you want is somebody who says, that's not true. You know you can do this. You can change this around. What are you going to do about it? Because our lives, we can create them into these like magnificent things if we're willing to take responsibility and stop pointing the finger at all the reasons or all the excuses. No more. You can either have results or you can have excuses. Which one do you want? I want to get results. So I'm going to stop looking at all the reasons why things are in my way. And I'm going to say, what am I doing about it? And how can I overcome it? Because it's all doable. It's all doable. We need to persevere throughout this whole thing, you know, and we've talked about it before. And the reason that it's important for me to bring it up today is because as we're going to go through the year, you're going to wax and wane, and you're going to have moments where you're just like ready to rip it open. You're so excited. And then you're going to, of course, get thrown off. So you should anticipate that. You should anticipate that life is like that. And you're going to anticipate that you're going to commit. You're going to stay in it. That's what grit is all about, right? That's what the research shows. The research shows that the people who are willing to stick in it for the long distance run, they will get there. It's not about your IQ and it's not about how much money is in the bank. It's about the commitment. So I want you to decide. I want you to decide today that you're committed to this. You're going to do this. And if you know the reasons why, like we talked about, I keep reminding you of it, you will commit. If the reason why you want this is because this is what you love, this is what you want to do with your life, this is what makes you super happy, you know that this is a way for you to contribute to the world, this is going to make you the happiest version of you, then you're going to commit. I want you to decide to do that. And also, when you're inspired, if you're inspired right now, commit now to do something about it. Don't wait. Don't say, you know what, I'm inspired and this felt so good and I'm going to just like enjoy this feeling. It's like, no, don't just enjoy the feeling. Do something now about it. Commit to do one thing about this. Are you going to, you know, decide now, okay, fine, I'm going to sign up for that class that I know that I need, or I'm going to start writing my blog, or I'm going to put up an Instagram account today, or I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to go to the bank and I'm going to try to get that small business loan. What are you going to do about it? Do something, even if it's something small, like I'm going to ask a friend of mine to keep me accountable. I'm going to decide to create a mastermind with four people. I'm going to look for a mentor. I'm going to see if I can intern for this person. Do something. Do something about it today. Don't wait to be inspired again, because every time you're inspired and then you commit and you take action, it's amazing. That will turn into three more things and you'll just then start to build momentum. Another really cool thing to keep in mind, Jerry Seinfeld said, his success comes down to four words. He said, don't break the chain. He said what that meant for him was every day, and he still does it. He said every day he puts an X through every day on the calendar, and he puts an X because that means that he spent some time working on his stand-up that day. And he does that every single day. He puts an X through it. And he said, what happens is you don't break the chain, because once you see, you know, an X through 8 days, you say to yourself, well, I don't want to break the chain today. I've already got some momentum. And then that momentum, it just keeps pushing you forward. And every time you're consistent with these actions, you get better at these things. You get better at these things. We're so hard on ourselves. We sit down at the piano and we don't write this incredible opus. And so we just say, oh, forget it. And we walk away. This isn't okay. You know, we have to revere the process. You know, we have to get excited about it, roll up our sleeves and get to work and surrender to becoming a master at whatever all of this is. And remember, like every skyscraper was built brick by brick. Harry Potter was written one page at a time. So as you move through this year, don't give up. Don't give up. This is the biggest thing. Don't give up and be willing to hone that craft and to stay in it. Stay in it. You are going to get better and better and better. You know, every day there is definitely something that you can be doing to move the needle forward. We've got to do this every single day. This is a no excuses. And the thing is, like, there are so many things that we can just take off the priority list. Like, do we have to watch Game of Thrones every time? Can we decide to like binge watch it all at the end of the month and give ourselves all those hours where we're normally watching TV? Can we work on the thing that we're excited about? There's so much that we can be doing. And so I know that there's all this time, and I know that people say they don't have time, but I see a lot of people, you know, using their time for things that aren't priorities. And so I want to redirect you to the things that really are a priority. So I want you to remember that you've got this. I really, really want you to remember that. You've absolutely got this. You know, like Freud said, there was like the id, the ego, the superego. I feel like for most of us, we align ourselves with this ego, right? And the ego is like, you know, all this chatter in our mind. It tells us, you know, well, I'm good at this. I'm not good at this. I'm 5'8". I'm this weight. I live in this zip code. I have this color hair. It's like, okay, yeah, I get it. But who are you really? Who's the you that's observing all the thoughts? Right? What's the real self? The real self, the truth of what's really going on, the fact is that you're so much bigger than that ego or what the mind wants to tell you are and put you in this little box. And who you really are is like so strong and so capable and just so full of so many delicious things that you have to share with the world. And part of the reason why people feel so frustrated and so sad sometimes is because I think people are unfulfilled. I think people know. I think everybody knows on some level that there's just so much in them that's this untapped potential. And we want, I think we're our happiest when we're just expressing this stuff and we're sharing and we're stepping up. And so I want you to look at it differently this year. Instead of being afraid to fail and instead of being afraid to take steps because, you know, what if it doesn't go well? I want you to look at it like if you're getting out of your comfort zone and you're going for it and you're inching closer to this, to all of this, which is the ultimate goal of having more purpose and contributing to the world, I want you to see that as a major win. And so you're not going to fail because it's not about what happens as a result in that moment. It's about, did you get out of your comfort zone and did you take the step and did you have the courage to want it? We need to allow ourselves to want these things. I know how scary it is. You know, I have a friend whose wife passed away a year ago, and he fell in love. He recently met somebody and he fell in love. And I told him, I said, you have so much courage because there is a part of him, and you could imagine, that wanted so much to just shut the door on that so he wouldn't have to go through such tremendous pain ever again. And, you know, if he was being honest, he knew he did want it and it was really scary. And it was a miracle. He had the courage to open that door again, and he fell in love. But that takes a tremendous amount of courage to just be that person, being honest with yourself about what you really want. Because I know that for a lot of us, we've gotten our heart crushed and we've gone for things and things haven't worked out. Okay, so you've got to get back up and dust your knees off and say, let's go. This is what I want. This is why I want this. This is my life, and I'm going to get there. So I want you to download this worksheet. I want you to write out these goals. I want you to send it to me, and I won't share with anybody. I just want to read this because I want to keep you accountable. If you don't want to send it to me, you don't have to. You should still fill it out. Take the time to fill it out and look at what you want. And also, maybe you can flip it over and on another piece of paper or on the back, maybe you can write down, what did you learn from last year? What worked? What didn't work? And instead of beating yourself up, just know that we've closed the door. You know, we have a new slate, new year. And we can move forward. But maybe there's some ingredient from last year that's valuable. Maybe there's a few wins that you can celebrate also from last year. I want to celebrate you guys. There have been so many amazing stories that have poured in through email, through Instagram messages, through Facebook, about all of the incredible things that you guys have done over the course of listening to this podcast over the first season from last year. And I'm so proud of you and I want to celebrate it. So I made a list of some of my favorite stories that you guys sent in, and I'm going to do a Facebook Live on Thursday on January 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm going to just read out some of these stories and talk to you about some of our listeners and the amazing strides that they made from listening to the show. I think it would really inspire all of you to hear what your fellow listeners did. They started listening to the podcast and they started to just feel that roar inside of them. And they started to take action. And there's many, many, many stories, too many to count, but I pulled together a few of them and I'm going to share them with you on Facebook at the Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook page on January 4th, which is Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So join me there if you want. If you can't join us live, it'll be there so you can watch the replay. And I'll also be there to answer any questions you guys might have. I do Facebook Lives every week, and so I will be there to support you. I'm here to support you. So I thought that might be fun. Come on over January 4th, 10 a.m., and I'm going to be there to answer any questions you have. And also, I'm just going to tell you about some of these amazing stories, some of these incredible accomplishments and wins, and all the momentum that's transpired from you guys as a result of listening to this podcast and what you guys did with that. And I can't tell you how much that means to me. There's nothing greater in the world than knowing that something I'm doing is making a difference. So thank you so much for being in my life. You guys lift me up like a million balloons. All right, guys, look, I know this was a lot today, but it's a new year. It's the first day of 365 new days. We're going to write a new story. And I want you to do me a favor. The stakes are really high. I want you to think about when you were 8 years old, 9 years old. If you have to, get a picture, pull up a picture of yourself when you were that age, find a picture of yourself, put it next to your desk. I want you to think about that kid. And what would you tell that kid about what life is like and what they deserve? What do you want for that kid? This is it. The time is now. Please don't stand in your way. Please don't sell yourself short. Please don't second guess yourself. You're amazing. You have courage inside of you that you haven't even scratched the surface on yet. There's so much in you. I want you to unleash this year. I want you to own it. And I want you to just be open to the idea that it's going to go even better than you ever dreamed. Okay, here are some takeaways from today. Number one, write down your goals. What do you want and why do you want it? Be specific. Number two, purpose is what we're chasing. Number three, you are enough. Don't sell your dream short. Number four, you are your best resource. Number five, alignment is the new hustle. Trust that you'll be led to your calling. Number six, energy is everything. Number seven, the past doesn't predict the future. Your decisions do. Number eight, take responsibility for your happiness. Number nine, prioritize what's important and raise your own standards. Number 10, don't break the chain. Number 11, failure isn't failure if you succeed in stepping outside your comfort zone. And number 12, you've got this. All right, so every episode I've been leaving you guys with a song that I wrote, and this one I think is particularly fitting. It's called This Is The Moment, and this is the moment. Wherever you are, if you can, I want you to crank this song up, and I want you to close your eyes while you listen to it, and I want you to envision yourself fully doing it this year and really ripping it open, stepping up, and you being the one to lead, not those thoughts, not that negativity, not that self-doubt. What if you lead this year? What might happen? You deserve it. I will be here every week to cheer you on, to encourage you, and we'll continue to have guests on the show who've done what they wanted to do, and we'll pick things apart, and we will strategize on ways that you can move the needle forward in what you want. You can come follow me on Instagram if you want some daily inspiration at Kathy.Heller, CATHY.HELLER. And I suggest that you do go ahead and download the worksheet here for this episode, which you can find in the show notes, because I think it's really going to be helpful. Why not? Take a little time instead of being so overwhelmed. What if you just commit to do this one exercise? Do it. See where that gets you. And in the worksheet, I give you the email address where you can email it to me, and I'm going to look at this. So I'm going to be here to see what it is that you want. Also, it'll be interesting for me to read this because I want to get more clear on what you want so I can keep helping you to actualize it. I love you. Thanks for listening to our show. If you dig it, leave us a review on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Happy New Year.
Special thanks to our executive producer, Tim Street, and producer, Emma Kikuchi. The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.
Maybe I lost some battles and my cage got rattled, but now I'm before. But I'll win this one. Fighting, and now I know that nothing can hold me down anymore. Whoa. I'll rewrite the rules, gonna make my move. I still got so much living left to do. Now, this is the moment, the moment. This is. second liberty.